The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste, the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant lived in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb lived with joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Gospel of the Lord. Lumen Gentium is to constitute one of the readings from the Vatican II on the Church. And one of the phrases, "The kingdom of God is at hand, but not yet." That means to say the Church represents the kingdom of God, but it's not fulfilled, but it's completion. We are the one who put it into its fulfillment. So Jesus is arrived, but he will come again. So our preparation is that we live, each one of us live in the will of God the Father. Let's just like Jesus himself on earth, nothing else, but do the will of God the Father. Our Heavenly Mother, do the same. The hand of the Lord, do according to your will. We have to learn from Jesus. At times, we can't hear very much the voice of God because we want to choose what we like. At times, we have to open our hearts. Trust. At times, we don't trust much. At times, we want to things, better things for us. Sure, God give the best, not only the better things. But at times, we might doubt whether God is really listening to our prayer. He listens. If not yet, but it's not good for you. The only thing. Or at times, we don't have, or you didn't pray for. So we need to pray hard for this and also open our hearts, whatever God giving, say our yes. So this is what we learned. The kingdom of God is at hand. That means Christ is among us, especially during Mass. His word, if his body, it's all given to us free, wholly. That means to say, we have to live in our mind, share these messages with the other people, our heart, like Jesus, with mercy towards one another. That's what we need to do. Just live well every present moment. That's the only way we can live the will of God, not the past, not the future. We can't do much for the future. But important, we have the sufficient grace to live well every present moment.